This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Work, so I'm gonna bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm gonna see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right. Happy Friday. It is Good Friday. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thanks for joining us. You said you're not hosting for Easter.
No, we're not. Wifey's got to work Saturday night and Sunday night. So it's just, that's tough. I mean, so we're pivoting to my younger sister's house. But I have shopping to do. I had to go get
food.
Where I've gotten sausage for years and years and years, recently closed, a little place in Black Rock, is gone now. So I had to go out somewhere else, but I got a bunch of kielbasa, and I'm going to get some baked goods tomorrow at the Broadway Market, and we'll be over there Sunday eating
nice
sausage and pastries.
I'll tell you, my story starts like yours did, where my wife and daughter are flying in Sunday from a trip. So I'll tell you what I'm not doing is hard boiling and then dyeing and then hiding $50 worth of eggs, which is four dozen eggs for teenagers.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's what I'm not doing this year.
I neglected to mention because I haven't done it yet, but I am responsible for bringing hard boiled eggs. I'm not dyeing them, but they are a part of the meal. And I have gotten so adept at, it's not the hardest thing in the world to do, but my parents were very excited about me having already peeled the eggs last year. Like I boiled them and I cracked them and I peeled them and I rinsed them off and then let them dry and then I presented them. And that was a lot, because for all of my life, at Easter, breakfast, slash dinner, brunch, whenever, it's the same meal, whatever time of the day we eat it, right? Tons of kielbasa. We don't do pierogies on Easter. I don't know why. We just never really have, or very rarely have. It's more of a Christmas Eve thing. So sausage, ham, lots of baked goods, potatoes, hard-boiled eggs, rye bread.
Peeled by you.
Peeled by me. The eggs, for years, my mother would put on the table. You'd peel them at your spot. And so everybody had this little mess of you know, eggshells at their you know, spot at the table.
And sometimes you miss some.
And sometimes they were harder to peel and everything. Yeah. But I've got the, you know, my parents don't Google. I you know, boil the eggs, ice bath, they peel flawlessly.
I don't know
every time.
If I want you doing it for me. That's a little too much touching.
I understand.
I think I'll peel my own eggs.
You know,
I should say, by the way, in my family's tradition, my hiding eggs is an addition to what the Easter Bunny does. We just like to have extra.
I understand.
And, you know, it's kind of a big yard, so.
Make sure you clarify that.
Yeah, I didn't want to make it sound like the Easter Bunny was not a part of the equation.
I respect what you're saying about the peeling. You know what got me on this track? The breakfast buffet at the numerous youth hockey hotels.
Oh, they always have the peeled eggs.
Yeah, and like if you know, and they're not the people at the Holiday Inn Express are not family. As hard as they may try to be your family, they are not family.
This is an interesting observation.
And so I thought, well, whatever. These people know me. They can trust that my hands are clean, and I'm going to peel the eggs like they do at the Holiday Inn Express.
Doesn't it seem? So I've been to a few of those. You've been to more those early morning hotel continental breakfasts,
right.
Whatever that means. You're right, the eggs are peeled, but it does seem like mostly there's not a lot of work that goes into that other than putting it out. But the eggs are peeled.
Right.
The eggs would take the most. I mean, somebody's making scrambled eggs back there and sausage, but a lot of it you have to do it yourself.
Or it's out of some powdered mix, yeah, probably.
Okay.
But nonetheless, they're preparing things,
right.
Sure.
Right. But you know, it's boxed cereals, yeah, and muffins.
Right.
But somebody is peeling those eggs.
Yeah, that is probably the most hardcore actual food prep that goes on at one of those places.
Maybe,
because everything else, I think, is really like in a bag.
You microwave the sausages,
right,
the links.
Yeah.
That would take some time. It would take me a long time.
I wonder
to
who
peel
the egg peeler is.
40 eggs.
Like that on the job description for like morning buffet host or hostess is probably, I gotta peel the eggs. Like every day I got to peel the eggs.
But that might also be, like, it might be the job you don't want. So if you put seniority,
that's what I'm saying.
You stick the new person with the eggs. But you do kind of have to do it well.
That's right. Yeah, you can't. You cannot in a bowl of, what you know, what are those bowls might hold? The 24 eggs, right? And they get replenished through the morning, I suppose. Yeah, you can't be putting lumpy, badly peeled eggs with the yolk showing out there for people at the hotel buffet breakfast. They got to be clean.
They got to be clean.
Yeah, that is. That's a lot of pressure.
That's the interview.
Can you peel an egg?
I think they think maybe that's the interview. Is all right. You've got 2 minutes to do three.
I have one more thing. You're imminently qualified for this job. Perfect candidate to take this position. I think you'll be a great addition to our team. Just one more thing. Reach it under the desk or in a little refrigerator behind your desk and like plop some hard-boiled eggs on. All right.
Go.
Have at it.
Have at it. Speaking of having at it, let's throw down some reverse AFC power rankings. Powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. A very special Good Friday, rare Friday edition of the reverse AFC power rankings. Two reasons. One, it's been 17 days since our last one, and that's maybe a record. And two is that the draft is next week.
Right. So,
what? Last look at it.
Nothing. I there's a line I want to say, but I can't.
Is it about God?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I can't. I'm going to see my family on Sunday. I can't.
Some sort of resurrection?
I just, you know.
The power rankings?
Please.
I'm just guessing.
I am not prepared to take any further questions.
16. There is one team right now in the AFC that I think is in is down the worst.
I want to finally run with you. I'm always pushing back against how highly you want to rank a certain team in this exercise week to week.
You're right with me here.
Numerous off seasons, they're going to be the same as they always are. And I don't know, maybe you can still say that right now, but I want to punish a team for spending months waiting for Aaron Rodgers to hang glide in, tripping his nuts off on mushrooms to take their quarterback job.
Writing it in.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh. Writing it in. Right now, you're Tennessee. You've got the number one overall pick. You're crushing Cam Ward tape. You're talking yourself into it. You're the Browns. You're going to see Journey for free. And you're getting Travis Hunter and probably, well, I can't say probably, maybe Shedeur Sanders later on as well. That's exciting. The Jets are the team that told Rodgers to shove it. Pittsburgh.
They get points this week just for that.
That's right. They do get points.
They made him mad.
Pittsburgh at 16. Finally, which team would you less rather be? That's it for me. You're right there with me on that.
I might rank some UFL teams below them or above them, but you know they're not eligible.
If only you could name any, you would do it.
That is actually a very good point.
I would need to be able to know their names, or else I would. If I did, I would list them right here. Birmingham Stallions.
Bulls. I don't know. All right, I shouldn't have tried.
15.
Well, you mentioned Journey.
New England.
Cleveland. What is Cleveland doing? I mean, they're gonna draft dudes. Maybe they'll get their quarterback, like you said. Who did you say?
New England.
Oh, get the hell out of here with them. No.
Cleveland.
Wow, I was almost like half kidding about Cleveland, but okay.
Well, they've been 15 or 16 for 2 months straight.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still not good.
Well, how many days has it been since we did this?
17.
And was I here for the that time? Probably not.
April 1st. No, you were not here because that's around when I wanted to move the chairs.
Right. It's nice to have timelines on things that everyone understands. Yes.
Sports marks the time. 14. New England. Come on.
I think I want the Raiders.
Oh, really?
Geno's not doing it for you?
No.
I think they'll be pretty good. If they pick Genty at 6, which is like what almost every mock draft says, is that a good pick?
I'm going to say no.
Running back.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, and yeah. He'll probably help them, so why isn't it good?
Because it's running back.
Because some other dude would also help them, probably.
This is a team that picked a kicker in the first round, and he was good.
Yeah.
Did it matter?
I want that back. I think the Jets belong here. Get me off the Raiders for now. I think the Jets.
You get one front nine mulligan.
I'll go the Jets here.
13. Tennessee still on the board.
I wanted to say Tennessee the last time, but it was going to be a three-way tie. I didn't want to do it. But like they're still not. I think Cam Ward's good.
Yeah.
But he was also on a stream talking about like Treylon Burks, the top four receiver. Like,
well, you know what that is.
He's laid it on a little thick.
I know where I'm going. And yeah, right. I mean, it's delusional.
It more reminded me Treylon Burks is still on their team. And I'm like, that's not a good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You'd be better off not mentioning him at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably feel some pressure to, you know.
Is it like Belichick reading the Bills depth chart?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're talking about them on a Wednesday.
This is him playing a video game. Please tell me it was on Twitch.
I believe it was on Twitch.
Okay,
because
that's what that platform is often used for, is where gamers convene. And
where are our games? Shouldn't we be playing a game while we're on Twitch? What game should it be? What game could we play while doing this? I mean,
I'd play some Minecraft while we're
doing the show. There you go. Talk about the movie, too.
Yeah.
Get water dumped on you and food thrown at the movies, at the Minecraft movie.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm not going. Also, don't give a crap about the movie.
So those are the two reasons?
That's another reason to not go. Yeah.
All right, what then?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all over the road here.
I'm Tennessee.
I feel like I've picked three different teams.
Tennessee.
Okay.
12.
I'll get to New England with you now.
Okay.
You got to compromise. You got to give a little.
11 Colts. Would you want to be the Colts? For any reason?
No.
For any reason at all, would you want to be them?
Owner's crazy. Quarterback doesn't know how football works. One of them. The other one
is Daniel Jones.
Falls down in the open field running with no one in sight. I mean, it's one moment. I'm sorry to have that define him, but it's one of the most hilarious. It's like up there. It's almost as good as the butt fumble.
Well, it was like an 80-yard run.
Tripping over his own feet with no one within 10 yards of him is pretty incredible. Hi, I'm a pro athlete. I'm on TV. There's 60,000 people or more in the stadium watching me.
You know, that's one play. He's a pretty good runner. The stat on Daniel Jones when he was playing was about how few touchdown passes he threw for. 2022, started 16 games, threw for 15 touchdowns. That was a playoff team, right? Just like the rookie year was there, otherwise 15 is his career high. Well, he might start week one for them. 10? Miami.
You got me off the Raiders?
Raiders have not been named yet.
Then I want the Raiders.
I want Miami.
I'd rather Miami here.
I'd rather be the Raiders than Miami. Miami 10? If you get past that they're in Kansas City's division, can't you see it? Or should you just not get past that? Why would you ignore that?
Well, I don't want to ignore that. There's something about Pete Carroll bringing Geno, like, oh, we're gonna make this week, like Seattle. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm buying it.
Best tight end in the league. If they draft Genty, top five running back in the league. Maybe they'll draft a receiver in round two and put him with Bowers and Jacoby Myers, who's really underrated. That's pretty good. Chip Kelly.
How are they at the blocking?
Most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
I don't have any idea how that goes. Because Geno needs
That's right.
Things.
Okay.
So
Seattle's line was bad.
Might be worried about that.
Fair enough. I'm not saying they're gonna be great.
Yeah.
But I definitely think there's a potential there for the Raiders. Miami at 10. 9? Vegas? Is it time?
Yeah, please. My God. I think I wanted him at 15.
8.
Jacksonville.
Okay. 7.
Houston.
All right. Houston. Everybody's a playoff team now. And the Bengals. Mm-hmm. The Bengals were not a playoff team. Who was that we already buried? Pittsburgh at 16 was a playoff team. That feels good. 6.
Denver.
5.
Chargers.
Cincinnati.
I'm going to say Cincinnati today. Chargers are going to be what? Starts with Harbaugh, Herbert. Go on. What are they? What are they after Justin Herbert?
Ladd McConkey. Is really, really nice.
That's right. Bills passed on him.
Whoever they are handing the ball off to, that will go fine.
Najee Harris.
Or even better than that.
Or
it'll
a rookie.
It'll go well.
The rest they have to... Tyler Conklin. The rest they have to fill in.
They drafted a tackle last year. Like they just got a building block stud there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Joe Alt?
Yeah. It's hard for me to like the Chargers because I have a Harbaugh problem. Mostly a Jim Harbaugh problem. I'm pretty neutral on John. But I think they're going to be good. Like, I'd worry more about them in that division. If anybody's going to take a run at the Chiefs, I feel like it's the Chargers, not the Raiders.
Four, L.A.?
Is that where we are?
Yes.
Sorry, we're all watching.
See, Justin Thomas
playing this ball off of I thought that was concrete, but it was sand.
So it was sand, and the red line for the hazard was right by the break wall or whatever that is. Is that the term?
I don't think that's a break wall.
What is it?
Good question.
The wood?
Yeah, I don't know.
That goes up against the water, between the water and the land. Right. What is that? And he's standing on the one beam there, hitting the shot from the red, the ball's on the red line. Yeah. And he didn't fall in the water, but he didn't get it close.
No, he went over the green. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, break wall is like out in the lake. There's a break wall near the marina that, keeps the stormy lake from really messing up.
All right, what's that?
I don't know what that's called.
What's the word for that?
That's what is supporting the island green at 17 at TPC Sawgrass. I don't know what that is called.
Yeah, what is that?
Wall? A wall. I don't know. But not a break wall.
Not a break
wall. It's not breaking anything.
There's no current.
Yeah. What number are we on?
I grew up on the river.
Where are we?
Three.
What day is it? It's a Tuesday? What is happening? Three. Bills.
Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Whoa. All right.
Two. Bills.
Bills. Okay. Ravens are one.
Ravens are one again. Here, I wanted to say this about
that.
What
did they do again this offseason so far? Nothing? Extend a tackle? I just feel like they've been the least newsy team ever since the season ended.
I mean, they were really good to start with. They signed DeAndre Hopkins.
What have they done?
They kept Ronnie Stanley, right?
Did they do that? Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of needs.
Yeah.
I think the Bills and the Ravens, it's like this. I know the Bills won in the playoffs, so don't remind me. I know that. I haven't forgotten that. But Ravens already the better team, and the Ravens will draft the best player available when the Bills will draft for need. That's what's going to happen on Thursday night. The Bills will be like, well, we don't have a corner. We don't really have an interior defensive lineman, so we better get one of those two things. And Baltimore will, ahead of the Bills, quote, luck into, oh, wow, this guy was graded 10th, and, even though he plays a position where we have a guy, we're going to draft him and figure it out, which I think is better. Not everybody does. There's an argument for what if the Bills drafted, what's the extreme here? An offensive tackle? That'd be pretty crazy, right? Maybe that's too extreme. If the Bills drafted at a position where they did not seem to have an opening.
I would like to see this taken out for a spin in the form of Nick Emmanuel being available when the Ravens pick. Again, he doesn't have to be the best player, but he'd be a candidate for best player available if it's, what are they picking, 27? I don't even know where they pick.
28.
Okay. If he gets that far, on TV, he might be, Mel's best available by the time. And do they do that? They've already got Kyle Hamilton. They've got the reason I'm so intrigued by Nick Emmanuel. I would be stunned if they would draft that player.
27. So they're in the group of divisional round losers. And the Lions are, too. The Lions had the best record of that group. So Baltimore 27, Detroit 28. Do we know what Detroit's going to do? What are their needs exactly? Defense. Everybody got hurt.
Right.
Edge. I see edge for Detroit, even though they have
Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah.
Yeah, like offensive tackle would be nuts for the Bills. Even if like there's one of these guys who could go top five, that would still be crazy.
Yes.
Because they got two good ones. But, yeah, I mean, Baltimore will end up drafting somebody, and everybody – and people can resent this. You're welcome to resent this. People go, ooh, that's exciting. That's really interesting. Here's how that will work. And very few teams – the Eagles get this. The Ravens get this. The Eagles get this. The Bills really don't. I mean, the Bills have done fine. But – I don't know. If they don't draft a corner or defensive tackle, I'd be pretty surprised. Maybe really surprised. Sneaky Joe this morning got to edge for the Bills at 30. Like, enough with the defense. I think it's a little bit of our conversation with him yesterday, which is, all right, they haven't drafted these defensive tackles, but so what? And maybe you get there where you think about the importance of run defense. And I heard Joe this morning say, and by the way, they were better at it than you think. 10th in DVOA, etc. You can get to edge rusher as more of an impact position. I'll listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have four guests today, starting next with Sam Paniatovich. Joe Goodberry joins us at 4, Sal and Paul in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Good Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sammy P on NFL draft props and the upcoming NHL and NBA playoffs when we return here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.